Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, so we're back with Pablo. And what I wanted to go back in terms of your firm, you had mentioned one time that, you know, as you became successful, there's a critical thing that can happen. And you know, you become complacent, or you start
in the comfort zone.
The comfort zone. You know, what happened there, and why you think it happened, and then how do you what were the repercussions and the experience when you reached that area with another plateau, another sure. level in your in development of a business?
Well, it's no secret that in Puerto Rico that the construction industry is going through a huge challenge. It's on the economic recession we're going through, and the housing market and the construction industry and the design industry. For example, you showed me this morning an article by the president, my good friend Angel from the Colegio de Ingenieros, and which he's urging engineers that acquire additional skills to compete in a highly competitive environment.
Maybe even leaving the engineering practice to become empresarios, you know, entrepreneurs. I think sometimes you'll hear this over mm-hmm. the program and have people discuss this, but I think, you know, in Puerto Rico, we have too many people in the service industry. And I, as a lawyer, and one of those, and I think we need more people who are entrepreneurs, who develop agricultural products, who develop hotels that then bring tourists, who develop hospitals that bring patients, who develop software programs, who all kinds of businesses, especially the businesses that substitute imports and that create products that are exported or services that are exported. And I think the engineers, my father was a chemical engineer, the engineering and the architects are great professions for a tremendous base from which to move towards the entrepreneurial. What do you think? Of course, everybody's an entrepreneur to a certain extent, like you are with your firm, but I'm thinking more entrepreneur with respect to substituting imports and then creating exporting the
remember, in Puerto Rico we have a double challenge. Our socioeconomic development model has been based on the state as a provider and the state as an employer. So I think it's deeply ingrained in our culture that we will get a job, we'll do our best from 8 to 5, and we'll do what it's expected of us to do and comply, and then we'll retire with a pension. That's the typical perception. But let me tell you something, Jorge, that is long gone like the Titanic. The job market as we know it, all over the world, changed totally. For example, if you expect to get a job and stay there with certainty, with guarantee, there's no guarantee for anything. There's no guarantee that jobs will be available in your field. Somebody, I think it was an article on the Times, New York Times, last year. The jobs for the future are being we don't know what the needs will be. They're so different, so change. Everything's changing so fast and so dramatically that you have to factor in uncertainty in your decision making, in your professional decision making process.
I threw out a question and then I sort of interrupted, I think, before you answered. Respect to that level that you had described once to me, that you become successful and all of a sudden that success in itself, creates a complacency. Wait, that happened. What was that experience?
Well, it was hard because that means that I did not keep up to the changes, to the external environment that was changing dramatically. Competition, technology changed dramatically, and if you don't keep with that pace, you can be easily and rapidly get out of the game.
And as I think as you were saying, the main problem is that you're successful, so you don't realize that the world around you is changing. You've had these great contracts, and you're bringing in money, and all of a sudden, wah, you're hit, you know, broadsided from the side. So that's what's really that's what you really have to look out
and,
for.
And Jorge, a wake-up call for us. Nobody is exempt. Solomon Brothers, Lehman Brothers, GM, all the big companies, the big banks that are in dire situation all over the world. Countries, Greece. So, you know, everything has changed. So it's we are in really, really exciting but challenging times.
And so I guess what, you know, in terms of if you're a business person, professional person, I guess the message there with respect to that experience is just be very conscious of things that are happening. So don't just go into your office and get out in the world, listen to what's happening, talk to other people, network, get involved with the chamber, get involved with Rotary, get involved with organizations, United
Alliances.
Nations. Just get out there and be involved so that
you have to manage risk.
You have to
let me this is a fascinating story. In the September issue of the Harvard Business Review, there was an article that told the story of this huge bank, Standard Chartered. They are in the FTSE 100 list of the most well capitalized banks, and they were in a dire situation. They were underperforming, but Peter Sands, the new CEO, grabbed the bull by the horns, and he made an affirmative and bold. Expression that the bank was here for the people and here for good, and that make a huge change in the culture, and now they are performing beautifully with lots of assets, and they are one of the banks that's facing the financial crisis with flying colors.
Of course, you're adding another thing. You have to, you know, read, keep up to date, and get out there, because you don't want to get broadsided, and the challenge is out there.
Nobody's exempt from it.
So we're coming to a close for this program. Pablo, I want to thank you for joining me and having this dialogue, and for our listeners, have a good day, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Jorge. Success.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.